dominated on front pages across the world this morning of images of yesterday's attack at and near the airport in the Afghan capital Kabul. One in particular of two women bloodied, injured and clearly terrified as they try to flee the country before foreign soldiers give up their last control of Afghanistan to the Taliban in the next 4 days. At least 90 people were killed, including American soldiers, and over 150 people were injured in attacks blamed on ISIS-K, the regional branch of Islamic State. Later, we'll talk with the Minister for Foreign Affairs here on efforts to get Irish citizens out of the country. The US President Joe Biden has warned those behind yesterday's bombings that they will be hunted down and made to pay. He described the 13 US troops killed in the attack as heroes and vowed that the evacuation mission at the airport would continue. We've been hearing from our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Joe Biden looked downbeat, solemn, as he approached the podium in the East Room of the White House last night. And he began his address by saying that it had been a tough day. He said the US troops who lost their lives in the attack on Kabul airport were heroes and that he was outraged and heartbroken by the deaths. Now, Joe Biden is known for compassion and empathy, and I think there were signs of that last night as he recalled his own son, Beau, who had served in the US military in Iraq and died of brain cancer in 2015. He spoke about suffering and a loss, and he bowed his head for a moment's silence. But there were also some very tough words from the US president. He delivered a stark warning to the terrorists who carried out the attacks at the airport. He said America would not forgive and would not forget. He vowed that those responsible would be hunted down and made to pay. Joe Biden said he had directed his generals to draw up plans to strike the facilities, assets and leadership of ISIS-K. Now, this is the Afghan affiliate of the Islamic State terror group. He also insisted that the evacuation mission in Afghanistan would continue and that the US would not be intimidated by terrorists. We can hear now some of that address that Joe Biden delivered last night.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay. We will not be deterred by terrorists. We will not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation. I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities. We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in the moment of our choosing.
Joe Biden may be issuing stark warnings, Brian, but it hasn't lessened the criticism of him, particularly from Republicans.
Absolutely, Gavin. And Republicans had already been extremely critical of Joe Biden since the fall of Kabul 2 weeks ago. But that criticism was really ramped up yesterday following the deaths of the US troops. Some Republican members of Congress are calling for the US president to resign over the situation in Afghanistan. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn said that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary and the top US general should all resign or be impeached. The most senior Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said that terrorists had been allowed to operate freely as a result of Joe Biden's withdrawal plan and that it was a reminder that the terrorists would not stop fighting the US just because the politicians had grown tired of fighting them. Critics have also expressed outrage at the fact that so much equipment has been left behind, that the Taliban can now use US military equipment. Also expressing outrage at media reports that the US gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens and Afghan allies who they wanted to evacuate. Now, at his briefing last night, Joe Biden once again highlighted the fact that he was tied to a withdrawal deal that had been agreed by his predecessor, Donald Trump. But the former US president has been one of the biggest and loudest critics of this withdrawal operation in Afghanistan. Donald Trump went on Fox News last night and he described the Afghanistan situation as a disaster and a humiliation.
Well, it's so sad. It's probably from the standpoint of military tactics and just embarrassment, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country. We look like fools all over the world. We're weak. We're pathetic. We're being led by people that have no idea what they're doing. They take the military out and then they say, now we'll bring out the people. And all of a sudden, the Taliban walks in. This is the dumbest thing. I think it was the dumbest move anybody's ever made, perhaps in the history of our country.
What about Democrats, Brian? What are members of Joe Biden's own party saying? And how much political damage will he suffer over this?
Well, in terms of Democrats, Gavin, so far, in general, they've been supportive of the president. Very little strong criticism coming from their ranks, although the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, he has criticized the withdrawal effort, and he said it was clear that the US could not trust the Taliban with the security of Americans. Democrats, of course, have also announced hearings on Capitol Hill to ask the tough questions and try to get to the bottom of what went wrong in Afghanistan. In terms of overall political damage, I think the loss of US troops yesterday really was the nightmare scenario for Joe Biden. Remember, after a pretty disastrous start, the evacuation efforts had actually started to go pretty well in recent days, and we saw these huge numbers of people being airlifted safely out of Afghanistan. Had that evacuation effort concluded on time next week without any lives lost, then I think it would have been hailed as a success, and Joe Biden could have turned around and tried to salvage some of this disastrous situation. But now that American blood has been spilt, I think Evan yesterday will go down as the worst day of his presidency so far.
Brian O'Donovan in Washington, 17 minutes past 7.